Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is July 1st, 2026, and this episode is a GitHub pulse check, the top trending repositories for agentic AI and looping open source software. Instead of one product launch story, think of this as an ecosystem snapshot. What is climbing right now, what each project is trying to solve, and what that says about where agent engineering is going next. Let's start with the biggest names. Microsoft AutoGen is still one of the heaviest anchors in agentic AI, now sitting around 59,000 stars. The reason it stays on top is straightforward. It gives teams a practical framework for multi-agent workflows, orchestration patterns, and production integration. Leda is another major signal, above 23,000 stars. Its positioning around stateful agents and memory-rich behavior shows that the market still sees durable memory as a core requirement, not a nice-to-have. ActiveEpices is also in that same high range, around 23,000 stars, with strong momentum around MCP-connected agent workflows and automation. This points to a broader trend. Agent platforms are increasingly judged by integration depth, not just model quality. DBGPT remains one of the strongest open-source stories in AI plus data, with about 19,000 stars. It represents the practical side of agentic AI. Teams want assistance connected to real data systems, not isolated chat DMOS. Now one of the fastest-moving categories, agentic tooling in developer workflow. VideoUse has crossed roughly 12,000 stars and is climbing. Its core idea, editing videos through coding agents, signals that agentic interfaces are expanding beyond code generation into richer multimodal workflows. Google Agent CLI is now over 4,000 stars and rising quickly. The key takeaway is not just adoption, but distribution. Cloud providers are pushing agent creation, evaluation, and deployment directly into command line developer tooling. Now let's shift to looping and orchestration-specific OSS. Nexant is above 5,000 stars and frames itself as a zero-code harness and loop control platform for production-grade agent systems. It reflects demand for control planes, skills, memory, orchestration, and constraints in one place. Cobus Grayling's Loop Engineering repo is also a strong signal, now around 4,400 stars. It has become a practical reference point for loop design patterns, with tools for initialization, auditing, and cost estimation. OSPEC, now in the 500-plus range, is important because it ties loop execution to repository-native specs and verifiable evidence. That means teams can treat agent work like auditable software change management rather than ephemeral chat output. Inferoa and Loops are smaller but strategically interesting. They focus on loop and harness efficiency, which matters because the next bottleneck is not whether loops can run, but whether loops can run reliably and affordably. So what does this leaderboard mean in plain terms? 1. Agentic AI is consolidating around frameworks with strong orchestration and memory. 2. Loop engineering is shifting from philosophy to tooling and governance. 3. Integration and cost controls are becoming just as important as raw autonomy. If you're choosing where to invest engineering time this week, the smart split is simple. One mature framework for production paths, one loop audit toolkit for control, and one experimental repo for learning edge patterns. Now, quick lightning round. Question 1. Which trend best describes the current GitHub momentum in agentic AI? A. Strong growth in orchestration-first frameworks with memory and integrations. B. A return to single-shot prompt scripts only. C. Declining interest in agent tooling. D. No movement outside closed-source products. The answer is A, the top projects are winning on orchestration depth and practical integration. Question 2, why are looping OSS repos getting more attention? A, teams need repeatable controls, audits, and cost guardrails for long-running agents. B, loops are only for hobby projects. C, looping removes the need for verification. D, looping always reduces costs by default. The answer is A, production loops need governance, not just autonomy. Question 3, what is a practical strategy for teams adopting these repos? A, combine a stable framework, a loop governance toolkit, and a small experimental track. B, switch tools every day. C, ignore observability until late stage. D, optimize only for stars. The answer is A, balanced adoption beats tool churn and hype-driven implementation. That's it for today's Code Mingle AI briefing. Watch the repos, but copy the patterns, especially around loop control, verification, and cost discipline.